Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. I've been sitting at home past 24 hours, wiping the snot off my face, just sitting on a computer, not talking. And I conjured up a crazy cowboy question for 8 o'clock.
Perfect. I love that.
So it's I didn't even want to tweet it. I didn't even want to put it on social media. I just wanted to bring it up on the show, and I wanted to see what would happen on the fan text. So I'll bring it to you at 8 o'clock. It's going to have Brad Sham. It's the type of question that had Brad Sham rolling in his grave.
Oh, is the word should in it?
Kind of.
All right.
Kind of.
I love the word should.
That's coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. Glad you're waking up with us, Sean and RJ, here on DFW Sports Station.
Tough, Snowflake.
Red River Showdown. Cannot wait for it. I'm going out. What?
Shootout.
It's a shootout.
Rivalry.
Over there in your PC stool. We know it's called the Red River Shootout.
Sit over there in your Braves hat.
Let me say something real quick.
Oh,
and
Lord.
I do this once every year.
He's standing on the stool.
The world. I'll probably get in trouble for it. But I don't care. If your game isn't crystal clear to remember, easy, or alters and changes 15 different times, you cannot get upset over the title of it. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
The border war didn't change between KU and Missouri when I was there. Throw out whatever.
Iron Bowl has been the Iron Bowl forever.
They're not changing it. Okay? They're not saying a metallic type substance bowl. They're not saying the Iron Battle. So if it keeps changing, then don't get all butthurt over what team's name should be first. And you're not keeping the tradition alive. It's not other people screwing it up. You're not keeping the name of the game the same. So shootout, showdown, who gives a crap? It doesn't matter. It's OU Texas, Texas OU, and on Saturday, it should be awesome. I cannot wait.
It should be awesome.
I can't wait to go out to the fair tomorrow to catch the hype of it. Everyone's like, oh, Nate, you like crowds, and it's going to be so crazy, and lines for everything. I want to see how many Longhorn and Sooner fans are even out there tomorrow night, mm-hmm. to get ready for Saturday.
There'll be a lot of flu out there.
What?
A lot of flu out there.
Is this a thing that's happening, the flu, or is this just a fair joke?
It's supposed to drop down into the 60s tomorrow.
Yeah, every day the forecast, today's is 90, low of 51. Like, we're getting, like, supposed 40. I went outside last night. It wasn't any 50 degrees.
No, it wasn't. And exclusive, Roy, a temperature drop does not cause the flu. That's breaking news.
I thought it did.
Thought
it spread it around. I thought the cold weather. Yeah. Sean was actually told to wait to take your allergy medicine until it got cold, right?
Yeah.
Well, you go out there and you get sick, Sean. I'll stay at home and listen to Texas OU on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Anyway, yesterday we had more developments between
us. Yes. Two. Now, this is the official Twitter account of the University of Oklahoma. Not the athletic department, not Baker Mayfield, not Lincoln Riley, not Jalen Hurts. The U of Oklahoma, blue check mark. Now, of course, we heard they announced this week, Lincoln Riley's not letting his players do the horns down for whatever reason. University of Oklahoma Twitter account, don't do it. And then a series of vertical dots, don't do it. Series of vertical dots, don't do it. Series of vertical dots, bam. Photo of horns down.
Oh!
Follow-up tweet. Whoops. Oh, man, I love it. I love it.
God.
The fact that the university Twitter account is saying, tough, we're too bad. This person should get a raise. They should get some extra french fries because they're probably an intern. So give them some extra french fries at the student cafeteria. I love this. Horns up, horns down. That whole thing is so ridiculously overblown.
So dumb.
Let the kids do the horns down. My gosh. How dumb have we gotten in society?
Yes. Who are you guys rooting for in this?
Man, I would usually root for Oklahoma. My sister went to OU. I would usually root for OU in this one. Because of this horns down thing, I'm rooting for Texas. Okay, they deserve to lose this game because of that. Because they're not telling the Big 12 and the NCAA we're doing the horns down because we invented horns down because we're Oklahoma and this is our rivalry and we're not bowing down to Texas's request.
We already know who Troy is rooting for, and he hates burnt orange so much, so he's definitely rooting for the Sooners. Dub?
I think I'll be rooting for Oklahoma as well. Now, I do want to see, like, Sam Ellinger is climbing up the Heisman candidates list, and I do want to see if he can uphold that because he's been very good against Oklahoma in his three matchups against them so far, and I do want to see if he can continue that, but as Choppy pointed out, the horns down thing is insufferable. It's incredibly annoying. And the other part is, if the Big 12 is going to be represented in the college football playoff, OU's probably the only shot to do it.
That's why I'm leaning towards the Sooners.
And that's why I want the Sooners as well.
Like, they're destroying everyone, even though I've been dead wrong about Jalen Hurts. I'm fine to be wrong on it with how good he would be. I want to see, like, how much they can really roll. Like, Lincoln Riley's making it look way too easy. I expect it to be a great game. It doesn't, you know, I don't have a diehard rooting interest, but I think because of the Sooner offensive machine, I'm a little bit more curious to see if that can keep rolling and the Big 12 representation in the Final Four.
And another potential factor from the Autoflex Leasing Fan Text 877-881-1053. I'm rooting for OU. If Lincoln Riley wins a title this season, maybe he'll feel he's done everything he needs to in college football and be willing to come and take over for our head coach, Jason Garrett.
Interesting. Good text. All right, let's move on to, well, I think this is a little bit too long, but this went viral yesterday. You all judge it for yourself. We'll go from college football down to one level. This is this Pee Wee football pregame speech from this little tyke, and it went viral. See if you're ready to run through your cubicle after hearing it.
I want to see all of you do that, because if you do that, you're determinated to the game. I'm not saying be what, like what person, be you, but also have passion. Be determined. Be this team. Be a maverick. And when we get on that field, let's show the Cisco Lobos how to be a maverick. Let's show them. Let's show that we can beat them on their home field. On our home field, we can beat them anywhere. We can go to New England, for goodness sake, play in the snow, and still beat them.
God, that's so good.
You know who that is? When I hear Maverick being mentioned, it sounds like a little Bassick.
Oh, yeah.
Coach Ballsack at 4 years old.
100%.
That is so good. And we're going to go out here, and we're going to beat this team. I don't want you to play like High C. I want you to play like Capri Suns. I want you to go out here and dominate these people like the Paw Patrol we are.
Oh, my God.
We're not oatmeal cream pies.
Any of you guys get any rah-rah speeches like this for your kids' youth sports? Any player on there?
I would. There might be one that would do it. My kids are baseball players. They don't really do this in baseball. I would roll my eyes.
Oh, I'd slap my kid.
Are rolling your eyes at this?
Dude, I am so rolling my eyes at this. This is so annoying.
Yep. Like, I've never understood playing sports angry.
You're trying to get the kids hyped up, and you can't barely even put a sentence together.
He's six years old, man.
Leave it to the coach.
He's 6 years old.
I know he's 6 years old, and I'd be defending him if he was my kid, but gosh darn it, man. Read a book.
Read a book, Grandpa. Read a book.
What happened behind the scenes? You pause there, and everyone's waiting for you to come with like the classic finishing line.
Read a book.
You went full grid Torito, old man.
It could have been worse. It could have been a worse finish. Let's go take it to the face.
All right, let's take it to the facial hair. This was a Twitter poll yesterday. The trashiest type of facial hair for dudes.
The trashiest.
Okay.
Type.
These are the options: neck beard.
Ugh.
Chin strap, mutton chops, the pencil thin mustache. Now,
I love mutton.
It did not include soul patch and or goatee, or the double soul patch goatee where one is colored differently, a la Guy Fieri.
Oh God!
What about the I drive a white van and play for Gonzaga Adam Morrison mustache?
Well, I think that would fall into the thin mustache.
No. Pencil thin is like a Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
The big one across is like who's the Aaron Rodgers one now?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The creeper.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, so the
porn star.
They're calling this the trashiest.
The trashiest facial hair poll.
All right, let's vote, and then we'll tell you who ended up winning. Troy?
It's Neckbeard. Man, Andrew Luck. Gosh.
Neckbeard.
I mean, I hate Neckbeard guy. Neckbeard guy is the worst.
Roy?
Yeah, I think I would agree. Neckbeard guy is the one I fear the most. I guess the potential, like, Gandalf beard, the big bushy beard that's totally unkempt and has no shape to it at all, does give me a little hesitation as well.
See, I think those are the testosterone beards. That's like the beard that you want. Man, you know, like Travis Frederick, he just has more testosterone than the rest of us.
No, but if you kind of shape it at the end to give it some kind of semblance of like, yes, I pay attention to it and I know it's there.
Man,
and
it's hard to be worse than the mutton chops, dude. Those things.
Food, yeah, you look like too. Hans from the Burbs. I know,
so
I get it.
Dumb.
But anyway, the winner is, in a landslide with 47% of the vote, the chin strap.
Oh, the chin strap beard.
Man, the chin strap is, it is trashy.
To me, the hard thing, the thing about the chin strap is the maintenance of it. Like, to line it up and be that precise with the upkeep, I just wouldn't want to do that.
I wouldn't either. Like, if you know, when I go get my haircut, I go to the barber or whatever, and they said, do you want me to, like, line your beard up? No, trim it.
Yeah.
I don't want you to line the thing up. I don't want it super
manicured. Now, what happened
manicured.
To you? You were strictly goatee. You wouldn't let anyone touch your goatee. You thought it was your staple. And now you've gone beard.
What
girl told you the beard?
Yeah,
the guy?
Exactly. It wasn't anything like that.
Okay.
So when I shaved one time my goatee, and I went too low in one spot. So I just shaved it off. Remember, I shaved the whole thing off. And then in order to grow the goatee back, I just let my facial hair grow, and I was going to manicure it in. And I looked at myself, and I said, dang, I look sexy.
God.
So I kept it.
Keep that as a drop.
Gosh.
For a bad skin.
877-881-1053 weighing in on the trashiest beards. I call the Aaron Rodgers mustache a molestache.
Yeah.
Oh,
Chester.
Yeah, a lot of people saying the neck beard is called a neared, short for neck beard. I've not heard that before.
Real original.
And from the 469, our favorite texter, shape beards are bad. Chin strap is it.
So he chin thinks strap chin is stra- it?
He thinks chin strap is the way to go.
I can't do the chin strap thing. Have you guys seen the as seen on TV product of the guys that trim it? They have like a protractor that they hold up to their face.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's
too much work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.